The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We have a great, great guest with us in studio. A household name at this stage. Some might say even a national treasure. I think she might reject that title. You're going to know her maybe as Sister Michael from Derry Girls. Soon you'll just be calling her Siobhan from The Traitors, because she is going to be the host of The Traitors Ireland, airing on RTE1 television this coming Sunday, 9:35pm. Siobhan, you're very welcome. Siobhan McSweeney, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, listen,
can't believe you want to talk about traitors. Don't you want to talk about important things?
We will talk about important things, but traitors is chief amongst them, John. Of course. Certainly will be when it goes out. Are you nervous about something like this, like before it's released into the world?
I really, really, really am nervous about it. I'm nervous about it because it has such... everybody's so excited about it, and that's not sort of where you want to be. You want to be the underdog. We're Irish, we like to be the underdog, right? I like sort of surprising people with, like, oh well, she didn't mess that up as much as we thought she would, and instead people are going, oh, this is going to be really lovely. Thing is, I suspect they're right, but I'm still nervous.
Were you nervous before filming and everything, and conscious of
Of
the ghost of Claudia?
She's here right now. If we're very quiet, we can smell the fake tan and see the fringe. God, what a woman. She's so extraordinary. She really, and like, it's a hard thing to do what she does. So there was no point trying to do a carbon copy or even like a rubbish copy of it. You have to make it your own. Yeah, but it's a huge amount of pressure. She's got it, the balance perfect, really, I think. Because you need to be the host. So you need to be all things to all people, but not give them false hope either.
Mm.
And of course, my instinct is to be their friend. And you can't do that. Or you can't sort of say that things are going to be okay, because they're not. They're going to get worse.
Oh yeah, this is like those kind of parenting slots on the radio. You need to build up resilience in these children. Don't tell them it's going to be okay.
Straight to the naughty step.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Was it something then you felt out on set, as it were?
Absolutely.
You
go in, you prep. I mean, I don't prep at all, as is apparent from this interview. But you do go in with an idea, and it quickly becomes debunked. So you have this moment where the contestants, you're asking them to do something, and they're like, ha, 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 you're off the telly. Isn't that mad? I remember you. You looked funny in that thing before. And you're like, no, take me seriously, please. But as the show went on, we all became a little bit mad and a little bit driven insane by the pressure cooker circumstances. So this, you know, a diamond was formed under pressure of this persona that we were jokingly called Lady Muck. But I think that might stick. So Lady Muck it evolved over the series.
And how do you stop then, or maybe you don't stop it, maybe it's just a thing that happens naturally, you don't even know when it's happening, that you're not letting yourself become more predisposed to certain contestants than others?
Yeah, that's I was warned against that, and I was warned about, I remember Alan Cummings telling me, you know, be careful about your face. You know, he thinks he'd be like, I would have thought that my face is neutral, but he'd be like eye rolling in the back or something. And it's like he'd get in his ear going, Alan, the face. It's like, yeah. And I was like, but sure, you know, you wouldn't be able to do that. And I, you know, we all felt for that, because of course you see what's happening and you know who the traitors are, and you're hearing conversations and you're like, oh my God, why aren't they? So it was a very hard thing to do, especially I have no poker face. I mean, I have a thought, you see it on my face immediately. What am I thinking now? No, but it's really hard to not do that. But I suppose the only thing you can think about is that, I mean, which is true, it's not about me, it's about the contestants. And I'm a fan of the show, and I was watching along like a viewer will be watching, sort of just slack-jawed and going, what are they up to now?
You're like those, that, you know, those nature documentaries.
Yeah.
You're kind of watching, just run out, so save the turtle.
Yeah.
Save the little turtle.
Just pick up, from the snake. I know. But I suppose the thing, you could tell in the crew who'd been bullied in school. we were all like clutching each other by the end, going, "Oh, no, would you like a cup of tea?" And
there's like PTSD.
Completely. Okay. Because it's such an extraordinary environment, and people think like the contestants all had game plans going in. The fools. Because as soon as they're put under pressure, those game plans go out the window completely. And it is an incredible, just by, even if you, I'm not even talking about the challenges or the extraordinary things they had to do. I'm talking about the length of the days, the constantly being in front of a camera, the constantly talking to people, the constantly trying to figure out yourself. It's a way you make somebody mad. It's like Cold War torture or something. But great telly, though.
Could you spot people who were consciously aping something they had seen on a previous season, other iterations of the traitors?
That fell away very quickly. What I mean. It's
no one tried a fake Welsh accent.
Only me.
Okay, I look forward to that.
That's when I got cancelled. That exact moment. It's that was something that surprised me about the show. That despite the show being about being duplicitous and inauthentic in a lot of ways, the circumstances and conditions of the show forced you to be exactly who you are.
Yes.
Like it stripped away that artifice. So I think that's really what makes it interesting, because you're seeing incredible human behaviour that is authentic because of the conditions that they're under. No matter, they're going to come in and they're going, "I'm going to be a traitor and I'm going to be fabulous and I'm going to do this because I know how to dismantle a microwave and a human being is just like a microwave." No. And then they're weeping 2 days later, you know, going, "He's mean to me."
I often wonder like a TV show like this in Ireland, is one of the difficulties finding all these people who A, don't know each other,
yeah,
and not related.
I know.
There's not a moment, I was kind of, I can't wait to see it, because I'm half imagining there'd be a moment where one of the traitors and one of the faith were kind of eyeing each other up, and then they say, "Were you in Kalosh de Lurgan in 1996?
Well, that was the long...
Did you shift my friend John at the Vela?
Exactly.
The trip to tip.
The trip to tip. Oh my God, do you remember? Is that where I know you from?
No, we're actually cousins.
Oh my God, that's another story. But that was one of the things they really had to check with the when Kai Productions, who did such an extraordinary job. But when they were doing the prep for the show, I was like, "Well, the big casting thing will be making sure that nobody knows each other." And they were like, "The big casting thing is making sure you don't know them."
Oh yes, actually.
So there was a lot of rigorous, you know, where were you on the evening of the 28th between the hours of? But yeah, I mean, that's the glory of a beautiful small community here.
Would you prefer be a faithful traitor?
Nah, not at all. I would never go for this show. No, I wouldn't last an hour. I wouldn't last a second. Not at all. No.
Why would you not last?
I don't. Well, I'm not competitive, and I'm too sensitive, and I don't have that kind of brain. I would take it too personally.
You're a traitor.
A traitor.
You're a traitor. Listen to yourself.
What?
Oh, don't mind me. Oh,
don't mind me.
Sensitive.
I'm only small.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's
sharpening the knife.
Yeah, you would say that. Such a faithful. What would you be?
Well, a traitor. Oh, it's always better to play the villain, isn't it?
What is wrong with you?
Oh, I think so.
I mean, I do think that everybody who applied for the show is a bloody weirdo and shouldn't be allowed out in normal, and should actually be chipped and kept, because you're weird if you want to be in this game. I'm very grateful they all lined up to be in it, but I do think they're very strange human beings.
Listen, lots of people are going to be excited anyway at the prospect of watching it, because huge amounts of people listening will be fans already of the other iterations.
Yeah.
And there'll be a whole new audience as well here who won't have seen it at all. They won't know what to expect.
Exactly. And I am nervous, and I am nervous of the reaction, but from what I've seen and from what, because of course, even filming it, you don't see everything. It's really good. Really good. Oh, good Lord. What if you don't like it? But it will be really good, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I promise.
You'll get other work if we don't like it.
That's it.
Don't worry about it, Siobhan.
No, I just want to come home to Ireland. You won't. You banished me many years ago, and I just want to come back. I miss the bread.
Are you... What else are you busy with then at the moment?
You'll be interested in this, because I'm an actual actor, not a presenter. So myself, and you may have heard, for Nicola Coughlan and another actor from Cork, Anna Hardwick, you might have heard of him from everything that is good, including playing another Cork man, Roy Keane, and in Normal People. We are doing Playboy of the Western World for the Brits
at
the National Theatre. Show them how to do it.
How much has your life changed post Sister Michael?
It's incomparable. It's incomparable. I was a what that mad nun has done for me. It's opened so many doors. I'm immensely grateful to the old bag.
Has it changed? Have you changed as a result of that change?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think so. I think I've probably just become more myself. Yeah. But
what
I don't want to boast.
You being yourself before
money. Oh, yeah. Money. When you're poor for a long, long time, you can. I had breakfast delivered to my room today. Didn't sleep last night because I was scared I'd miss the knock. So I'm bloody shattered
you
now.
You can't shake off the hangover of having had no money.
But you know, because what money gives you is choice, and what I didn't have before was opportunity.
Yeah.
And having played Sister Michael, I now have opportunity, which I didn't have before.
Then how easy does your kind of status rest with you? Say here in Ireland, I know you joke you want to come home, you miss the bread, but you're verging on national treasure status now.
What does that mean, though?
It means that you're at the
I'm not
point
going
where
for the
people
presidency.
Will start talking about you being president or... presenting the Late Late. If Keelty packs it in,
what are you going to do to Paddy? Leave him alone. He's doing a fantastic job.
If he goes for the Oris,
Paddy, watch your back.
Then there'll be a vacancy. that's what it means, I think.
I don't know what that means. That's all silliness. I'm an actor.
Yeah. And a presenter of The Traitors. Listen, we look forward to it. Siobhan, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you so much. Go back to the important stuff now.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.